The National Weather Service is predicting that today we'll have rain, mainly after 9 a.m. With a high near 73 degrees, it will be breezy with a southeast wind from 6 to 11 miles an hour, increasing to 16 to 21 miles an hour in the afternoon. The winds could gust as high as 33 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is about 80%. New rainfall amounts are expected to be between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. Tonight, rain and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m., then rain is likely again. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Low around 58 degrees, windy, with a south wind of 21 to 26 miles an hour. I'll give you the full weather report in a moment. But first, here is what is in the news. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Germantown Central School District students are outperforming state averages as well as most local school districts in proficiency rates for grades 3 to 8 English Language Arts and Mathematics. Questar 3 Data Analyst Coordinator Nicole McCollum told the Board of Education at its September meeting last week that district regents' test passing and mastery rates are above state averages. In her presentation, McCollum provided an update on student performance at the district and state levels, as well as the way assessment will be changing over the next few years in response to state mandates. Much of Germantown's superiority in 2012 scores stems from standout performances by its sixth grade. In 2014-2015, the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for Colleges and Career will be put in place. A student achieving level 4 or 5 under this rubric will be considered proficient and should be exempt from placement exams. Asked about the test scores of last year, sixth grade Superintendent Patrick Gabriel said, "It's obviously right now a highlight for our student performance. We should be concerned about two things, maintaining that level of performance and even improving it, as well as trying to sort out why that group excelled the way it did and if there's anything we can learn from it so we can move it with other groups as well." Also in the Register Star, the Chatham police determined that several alleged incidents and assaults during the last week's fair were mostly inaccurate and somewhat exaggerated, resulting in much confusion and concern amongst the police and community. In a press release issued on Sunday, Chatham police stated that after several interviews and extensive investigations on the complaint from a Dwayne Morehouse of Socrates, who reported that he had been physically assaulted, when they subsequently located the victim, the man denied any involvement in the assault. Police checked local video recordings of the alleged altercation, but could not locate Morehouse or others at the reported location and time. Reports of several incidents and assaults during fair week were circulating amongst local residents and being communicated by electronic and social media sites. Morehouse's picture following the assault was posted to the Register Star website and on Facebook. Police stated that most of the information being circulated was inaccurate. Chatham Police Department stated that as a routine course of business, it does not issue press releases concerning incidents that do not come before the court. However, in this one case, due to the large amount of public interest and concern, they thought it was best. Tom Casey is reporting in the Register Star that 4 months after a mattress fire led to the displacement of 120 cats and forced animal kind out of its Warren Street location, the organization will be rebuilding its headquarters. Animal Kind Executive Director Catherine Hecker said on Monday that next week they will start renovations at the 721 Warren Street location, with plans to move from its temporary location at the Warren Inn, just a couple of doors down. Animal Kind board members Lauren Lettler said the transition to the space was difficult, with less room to work with a steady stream of drop-offs and upcoming kitten births. The space continues to get smaller, but the work done by Hecker and the organization staff, she said, has made it much easier. Hecker also said the repairs may end up costing $150,000, well over $75,000 covered by insurance. The building has already been gutted, and the electrical system had to be redone to comply with code, which cost $10,000. She's appealing to the community for additional help through fundraising and donations. Animal Kind is also seeking a grant funding from a contest offered through the Chase Community Giving Program, which awards $5 million to organizations across the country. People can vote for which organization they'd like to see funded through Facebook and Chase.com, and the top 196 will receive funding of up to $250,000. Claude Hayton in the Daily Mail He's reporting that the soil remediation project that has begun in the village of Catskill, the cleanup of contaminated soils, is taking place along the Catskill Creek at 125 Water Street and involves the nearby Union Mills property. The project is expected to carry a price tag exceeding $5 million. Central Hudson Gas and Electric Utility Company is picking up the tab. That site was once the location of a coal gasification plant. The plant was one of scores across the state purchased by Central Hudson as the conglomerate grew from its humble Newburgh roots and now serving 5,000 customers. A private contractor has been hired to clear the site. McLean noted that the massive cranes, dredges, and other equipment will appear on the property during the duration of the project. The work will include the installation of a sea can along the creek and around the edges of a portion of the Union Mills building. In the weather for the rest of the week, tomorrow on Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly before 8 a.m. It'll be cloudy, then gradually upcoming, mostly sunny with a high near 67. And then on Wednesday night, mostly clear with low around 42. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with low around 49. Friday, sunny with a high near 75. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. On Saturday and Sunday, it looks like the weather is going to be about the same. There'll be a chance of showers with a chance of showers with the temperature rising to about 70 degrees.